Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Debate Wednesday, Sports Kingdom, exclusively here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Julian Breyer of the King. Today I got a really good show in store for you guys. I'm going to be doing a 2023 NBA Playoffs Edition show. Not too often do I do this, so hope you guys come along for the ride and enjoy. Today we got a really good show. I want to just say we have some exciting things coming up. The summer's approaching. Inform you guys that a lot of exciting things are in store. So, and Sports Kingdom, of course, ain't going anywhere. So, with that, let me just throw out the number. The number to the show is 563-999-3522. Again, it's 563-999-3522. I'm your host, Jim Brower, the King. You can find me on Twitter at JBrowerSK. You can also find Sports Kim on Twitter at Sports Kingdom TV. We have a new Facebook page. Not sure if it's linked right now to Blog Talk Radio. We'll do that as soon as possible if necessary. But you can find us on Facebook now. Again, new page. So with that said, let's first get started on the first topic everyone's been talking about right now, and that's Kawhi Leonard possibly retiring, according to Stephen A. Smith. Kawhi Leonard is going to likely miss next season. He missed out on most of this postseason and is likely to miss out on next season. And according to, based off Stephen A., Kawhi Leonard should retire. Kawhi Leonard should retire after winning multiple titles with the San Antonio Spurs, the Toronto Raptors. I'd say his most memorable time in the NBA was with that one stint, that one year in Toronto when he replaced DeMar DeRozan, had that amazing shot against my Philadelphia 76ers, and took Kyle Lowry along with the rest of the Raptors onto an NBA Finals victory. That year, I believe Pascal Siakam was pretty good. Siakam, I thought, especially hit his shot pretty well from deep. And you know, now the Toronto Raptors are struggling to deal with whether they should keep Pascal Siakam, whether they should keep Fred VanVleet, especially OG Anunoby is set to become either a Raptor next year or possibly a Maverick. I heard sources saying that OG Anunoby would possibly go to the Dallas Mavericks. Think the Mavericks is a possibility. also heard it's a possibility OG gets swapped for Luka Doncic. I mean, that wouldn't surprise me, considering that Masai Ujiri is still in the front the Toronto front office and has managed to strike a deal with Kawhi Leonard in the past. So it wouldn't really surprise me if possibly Luka Doncic went to Toronto in exchange for OG Anunoby. OG Anunoby, someone who's one of the best defenders in the NBA and has developed his shot over time, can certainly become one of the best two-way players in the very near future. He sort of reminds me of Jimmy Butler right now. He's just very well on the cusp of doing some great things. And but Jimmy, of course, Chicago ran out of patience just when Jimmy Butler became a star elsewhere. First in Minnesota, then Philadelphia, then, of course, now Miami had a spectacular 56-point performance, which I'll get to later on. But Kawhi Leonard, after playing fantastically with, I don't know this word, spectacularly with the Toronto Raptors for 1 year, spent a lot of time in San Antonio, you know, paving the way for Tim Duncan to win his fifth title along with Tony Parker, Manu Ginobili. I mean, do you agree with Stephen A. Smith? Should Kawhi Leonard retire at this point? I think still certainly one of the better two-way players, but you know, considering that he recently got injured, I just wonder if he can play at an elite level if he decides to either play or hang it up. If he hangs it up, I think we'll remember Kawhi best for, again, his time in Toronto. I think Toronto, he just had the best stint out of all three in Los Angeles, San Antonio. You may wonder, or you may debate, if Los Angeles or San Antonio was the better stint, considering that Kawhi had a fallout with Greg Popovich, and then went to Los Angeles later on and brought some championship hype to that city. I mean, Los Angeles, they've dealt with Blake Griffin, Donald Sterling, Chris Paul, now Paul George. I mean, Paul George, let's face it now, was a really bad deal. Really, more of a desperate deal. I think everyone else can agree that it was just a very desperate deal out of Los Angeles, and especially Kawhi Leonard. It was reported that Kawhi Leonard had mainly pitched Paul George to come to Los Angeles, and as it turns out, OKC, man, they've really gotten a great deal in return from that Paul George deal. And Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, I think he's going to be there for a very long time and could very well be the best point guard in the West for years and years to come. I'm not quite too sure about Ja Morant. Right now, Ja in Memphis really needs to – I said it before, grow up. I said when he got suspended, I thought, you know, they needed more time to obviously mature. And – Even though I say, especially Dylan Brooks should mature, I say I'm still a fan of Ja Morant and Dylan Brooks. Unlike Desmond Bane, I mean, I'll say this much about Desmond Bane. I had predicted Desmond Bane was going to have a much better season, All Star season, and help Memphis go on to the NBA Finals this year. But based off the maturity factor, and based off the fact that Desmond Bane really, even at this point in time against Los Angeles up 3-1 over the Memphis Grizzlies leads me to believe the Grizzlies could go with a better option other than Desmond Bane. If they want to keep Desmond Bane, then fine, but I don't think he's the right option starting at shooting guard. So you tell me if Kawhi Leonard should retire, call him by dialing 563-999-3522. Again, it's 563-999-3522. I think Kawhi Leonard should retire. Kawhi I just think deserves to play at an elite level for a player of his caliber. I think he puts in a lot of work. I watched the training videos, scouting tape, and just think that he's one of the most hard working talent in the NBA in spite of the injuries. I think deserves better if he's going to be playing much further in the NBA. I just really can't imagine Kawhi being less dimensional in his game. Although I've spoke far enough, let's get on to Tim Connelly. Tim Connelly, the general manager of the Minnesota Timberwolves, is reportedly looking to possibly accept the Washington Wizards general manager job position. I really think that would be a really good destination for him, really good for the Washington Wizards at this point. I think the Wizards can do many things right now. They have the assets. They have the picks. They're in a spot they can go out, explore bringing a new general manager and try to compete again. I just don't think the Wizards are going to get much far with Porzingis and Beal. Porzingis, I think, had a really good season, had probably his best season in Washington by averaging over 20 points per game and a whopping 3-point percentage. But I think with Bradley Beal, he just hasn't, at this point, lived up to my expectations. I think he could be leading Washington on to much more success than they already have accrued. So I think even though Tim Connelly has been criticized in the past for trading away Donovan Mitchell, trade away Rudy Gobert, and then bringing him back recently, I still think he's a better option than what the Wizards already have. If you were to ask me, should the Wizards possibly explore someone else? Sure, but with Tom Connelly possibly accepting the Wizards GM job, I think it's a wise decision, wise move to go with. And although it's a wise move for Tim Connelly, I mean, Tim right now has Anthony Edwards, Karl Anthony Towns, Jay McDaniels. I mean, they have a pretty solid roster. Would I get rid of a couple other talents? Sure. But I think their future looks bright, whether Tim Connelly stays there or not. They especially have someone I'm very high on and familiar with, Sachin Gupta, previously worked with Daryl Morey and Sam Hinkie in Philadelphia, Houston, now Minnesota. analytics genius. They shouldn't hire the Timberwolves shouldn't hire him or promote him as the next general manager. Consider what I'm about to say, but he was in fact inventor, surprisingly enough, the inventor when I found out, inventor of the ESPN NBA trade machine. So he's sort of like Hollinger now with The Athletic, of course, and had gone on to go from ESPN to a front office position in the NBA. I think Gupta or Connolly will serve each respective team well. In regards to Minnesota this postseason, I think they, even though they lost in the first round, I think they still showed some promise, some hope for the future. I think even though Anthony Edwards started out rough in the play-in tournament, he finished exceptionally in the 2023 NBA playoff first round. So he got the ball a lot, and he proved to me that I'm going to just say it right now because we don't really have much time left. But I think right now, even though Devin Booker's on fire right now, and no, agree with what ESPN said this morning. They, he's really found his niche along with Kevin Durant, going on to say in his press conference that he hasn't felt more alive, essentially, in years. I mean, this has been the problem with Kevin Durant now, that he's just lost touch with his passion for the game. And for him to say that he shouted for the first time, literally shouted for the first time in just all excitement and energy, speaks volumes to what Kevin Durant and Devin Booker can do together. But in spite of Devin Booker's, causing Kevin Durant to scream out loud after a 25-point performance in the third quarter of Game 5 between the Los Angeles Clippers, I honestly think Anthony Edwards is going to have possibly a better career than Devin Booker down the line. I truly believe it. Before this postseason, I picked the Milwaukee Bucks, Phoenix Suns in the NBA Finals. And I said that Milwaukee would eventually win again. But Devin Booker to fall short. And it's very well possible. I think with how hot they are right now, they have a chance to make the NBA Finals, but with Devin Booker, I just think he falls short so much, really, of winning an NBA championship and being as better at the two position than the first overall pick from a couple years ago, Anthony Edwards. I think Anthony has shown a better knack of handling the ball, scoring at the rim, and shooting from deep. He's taken over duties from deep from D'Angelo Russell and has I believe, done exceptionally well despite a first-round exit. Do I see Minnesota eventually getting back to this point in time and reaching at least the second round? I think so. Jay McDaniels, like I mentioned before, really good compliment to Anthony Edwards, really one of the better perimeter defenders in the West. And I saw online that Karl-Anthony Towns slid from the center position back to the four recently as of the season. Missed a lot of time, but still got his first crack as well at the NBA playoffs. And even though as time goes along, we'll figure out if Karl-Anthony Towns and Anthony Edwards can play championship basketball together. But if not, it just resonates with me that Karl-Anthony Towns is not only back at the four, but he's not one of the best fours in the league right now. So as much, based off my expectations, when I went to the 2015 NBA draft, a lot of people talked about Karl-Anthony Towns being one of the next big things. They're comparing him almost to Tim Duncan and him going to the New York Knicks, but it turned out he went to Minnesota, and now he has Anthony Edwards alongside him. Finally has a potential superstar on the horizon to play with and play with some really good optimism. So let's get on to some more topics here. We've been on the air for looks like 24 minutes now. So we got just about 20 minutes left, even though we're going to head into overtime soon. Encourage you to call in and stay on hold or join the debate. So let's get on to Jalen Brunson now. I'm not going to really talk most particularly about Jalen Brunson. I'm going to mostly ask, who is the real MVP of the playoffs? Is it, Jalen Brunson, or is it some of the other guys I have here, Jimmy Butler, Trae Young, Jason Tatum, or, Devin Booker? I mean, right now you can make an argument for Devin Booker, but based off how lit up New York has gotten and based off how well the New York Knicks have been able to stave off the Cleveland Cavaliers and Donovan Mitchell, not only bases what I'm about to say, but Brunson is the real MVP of the NBA playoffs. He's not only done all those other factors, but he has gotten his teammates involved. If you think about it, RJ Barrett has played tremendously well, I feel. Has he played up to the level many people would hope in New York? No, but he has played at a point where he can at least contribute to the New York Knicks' winning efforts, along with Julius Randle, who has also been a key factor in New York. But Jalen Brunson, and you got to even mention Josh Hart. Jalen Brunson I feel is playing not only playing at MVP level in the playoffs, but is playing almost like what we saw back with Isaiah Thomas. I mean, Jalen Brown's a little bigger than Isaiah Thomas, but both were left-handed shooters, and both were viewed, I believe, as similar underdogs. I mean, for Jalen Brown to now play Donovan Mitchell, the Defensive Player of the Year, Evan Mobley, and light up New York is speechless. New York had to even shut down 7th Avenue, and we haven't seen the likes of the performances of Jalen Brunson's play since Carmelo Anthony. I mean, Carmelo didn't ever surpass the first round like the New York Knicks and Jalen Brunson are about to do, but he put on some performances along the way. Just, of course, didn't help that he played with Amari Stoudemire, but that's a different story. Jalen Brunson and the Knicks, like I said, are gonna go on to second round, and that of course now it rings a bell to New York Knicks fans, but has got to make you feel some sort of feeling. I mean, with me, I feel really good about the Knicks, and especially their chances. I think they have a chance based off how the East is going right now. I could see the Knicks win the second round. Would I get too carried away though so soon in terms of NBA finals? I may be stretching, of course, but I really just want to say I think right now that the Knicks are playing some really good basketball, and fans, moreover, Knicks fans have to take in these moments. They have to really take in these moments. Erase general NBA fans. I'm just going to say Knicks fans. Jalen Brunson has been a real MVP, but another MVP hasn't been so much of an MVP this postseason. I'm talking about Giannis Antetokounmpo. Giannis, former NBA champion, former MVP, third leading voting MVP this year, has got me curious. Right now, the Bucks are in a pretty deep spot right now. You never know with the Celtics and Hawks. The Celtics lost the Hawks last night. And in fact, Janet Jackson's now, I believe, delaying a concert for the Hawks and their playoff hopes. But no, Giannis, he and the Bucks are down 1-3 right now against the Miami Heat. Like I said before, Jimmy Butler had a 56-point performance and is now on the verge of possibly taking the Heat to not only the second round, but possibly the NBA Finals, in my opinion. We've seen what the Heat have done in the past with Jimmy Butler, Bam Adebayo, and now Kyle Lowry. I mean, anything could happen, really. And anything could happen with the Bucks. But the question is Giannis Antetokounmpo apparently the second coming of Dwight Howard? Now, I know Dwight Howard never won a championship. He did, in fact, win a championship before. But talk about two talented players that have been gifted with so much. I view both of these players as two very strongly talented players based off their physical work and stature. I mean, Giannis has got me in a deep spot right now. Giannis, has, like I said, the Bucks down 1-3 right now. Had said after the NBA Finals back in 2021. That if he never won an NBA championship again, he'd be totally fine with that. And that just rings the bell, right? It rings the alarm right there to me, because I just remember Dwight Howard essentially blowing off Kobe Bryant, Stan Van Gundy, and, you know, a lot of fans in particular. I just remember Dwight Howard did, in fact, win a title later on with the Lakers back in 2020 with LeBron James, but he still had so much potential to win many more titles, and that's why I say Giannis has the potential to win many more titles just like Dwight Howard. Only thing is, right now, the Bucks are on the cusp of losing out on the NBA Finals, I believe. I feel they can go as far as the NBA Finals like I predicted prior to this postseason. And have Giannis improve his shot. I mean, same thing with Dwight. He just hasn't found a way to a better shot from the free throw stripe. Three-point range. I mean, so he's certainly still a really good player. Don't get me wrong, Giannis Antetokounmpo. But I feel we're headed down that track that we could very well see the second coming of Dwight Howard in Giannis Antetokounmpo. I mean, right now, Brook Lopez is out producing Giannis, I believe. Scoring wise, and you know, we've seen this time and time again where you know the Bucks have had to, you know, I feel especially with injuries, you know, many instances rely on Chris Middleton to score, Jrue Holiday. I mean, it gets to the point that the Bucks don't qualify for an NBA Finals title with Giannis Antetokounmpo based off the way things are going. I don't think the bench can do it without Giannis, especially. Giannis has to come alive here and prove to me that he is not the second coming of Dwight Howard, because I just don't want to put him in that same sense as Dwight Howard. Butler and Trae Young need to play elsewhere. Do Jimmy Butler and Trae Young need to play elsewhere? Well, both are coming off fantastic performances right now. 56-point performance out of Jimmy Butler. triumphant performance last night against TD Garden against Boston by Trae Young, outperforming who should be an MVP by now, I keep saying, which is why I'll go on to say on record time and time again, Jason Tatum and the Celtics just ain't fit for the NBA Finals. Just aren't reputable for the NBA Finals. With Trae Young, you get actually, let me see how much time I have left. Hang on. Okay, we got time. Trae Young came into the TD Garden last night. Not only did he come in when the TD Garden, but also in we've seen this in the past going to Madison Square Garden, Philadelphia. I mean, he's coming to some big cities, big markets, and not only outperformed, but triumphantly rise to the occasion. And that's why I'm going to go on record as saying I feel more strong about Trae Young than Jimmy Butler. That's what I'm about to say, but Trae Young should play in a bigger market. I just think that's part of the reason he's fallen asleep this past year in the regular season. I mean, now he's come alive, and we've seen this time and time again in the past with Trae Young. I just feel whether the Hawks, because the Hawks said they'd move on from all their talent after this season or postseason. Whether or not Trae Young is traded or free agent, I think he should go elsewhere and sign and play in a bigger market. I just think same possibly goes to Zion. I mean, everyone's talking about Zion right now. He's been talked a lot. He's been talks and a lot. Chatter lately, and all I really want to say, since there's not much time left, is that Zion is still an incredibly talented player. He just came off averaging over 25 points per game. Would people like to see him play at a higher level? Sure, and I think that's just the case of Trae Young, and especially Zion Williamson. I think we could see him play at a much higher level. Do people want him playing at a higher level considering his injury history? No, but I think he definitely offers up some to the table for teams to either worry or ponder about. But now, not only do I think Trae Young should play elsewhere, but I think Jimmy Butler should play elsewhere as well. Jimmy Butler riding off a hot streak right now in a 56-point performance. And it started out a little rough in the play-in, but has showed how resilient he could be and play through tough adversity, especially in Milwaukee. He, like I said, I think can still lead Miami on to a deep run, raise his value, and if Miami wants to go in a different direction, if they want to establish a younger direction with Tyler Hero, Bam Adebayo, who both I feel should have been all-stars this year, which is why I think that Jimmy Butler should consider playing elsewhere. I just think this Miami team just obviously ain't ready yet for Jimmy Butler's services to win a title. Jimmy Butler is one of the very few people, one of the very few players I want to see win a title. And I say, if he were to be traded, I'd love to see Jim Butler possibly be acquired by Philadelphia. Philadelphia trade Tyrese Maxey, Tobias Harris. Couple picks for Jimmy Butler. I think that would solve their wing problem and maybe bring back James Harden. James Harden's still arguably he's still arguably the best point guard in the league, no matter what people say about him. He's just the best facilitator around. So not much time left. Going to end it here with the Warriors and Celtics. The Celtics and Warriors met back in the 2022 NBA Finals just last year. Question for everyone here, are the Warriors and Celtics destined to meet in consecutive NBA Finals? Before we wrap up here, I think the Warriors got lucky. They got lucky against Sacramento in their last game, I believe. I thought Sacramento just had it. They really had it. But, even based off their statistics alone, I think Harrison Barton should have hit that shot. Was the most clutch player, like De'Aaron Fox is now pronounced. A veteran like him definitely should have been the secondary option. And, should have hit that shot to lead the Kings on to a 3-1 advantage over the Warriors series. But can the Warriors tie 2-2 right now? I certainly think they can at this point. I had predicted the Warriors would go on at least to the next round. But will they go into the NBA Finals? The bench has been pretty consistent, and Klay Thompson's having one of his best years playing for a contract year. I think it's possible. But as far as Celtics go, I say immediately no. They gotta make Boston fans feel really bad right now. They of course came off a Warriors loss last NBA Finals, and now Jason Tatum. Obviously, the last shot I saw last night of him was him shooting an airball buzzer beater against the Hawks. I think he could be playing at an MVP level. He's not playing like Jalen Brunson